Like before, Rinpoche asked us to develop the enlightened attitude, the attitude of Mahayana. Yesterday, Rinpoche was explaining a ninefold explanation or a ninefold reason why it is certain that we will die. Today, Rinpoche will explain the reasons for why the time of death is uncertain. There are three reasons. The first reason is because life is uncertain. The second reason is because this body, our body, has no essence. And the third reason is that there are incredibly lots of conditions for death.
Tela tela ngepa mebe jumsinje namche cha mebe chewane tela tangbu ni rowa simchi yinam ling yinje mechela ngepa yojang zambeling be chela ngepa mide chungwa ban zole denam mangi thamani lochu tangbu pa de ni ki songso.
The first reason why this life is, while the time of death is uncertain, is that this life is uncertain. Somebody knows on which page is it? No. It says four here, huh? Actually, it's the first reason. It says, it may be said that although the life of beings or of men in other continents may be of determinate length, this is not so for people like us in Jambodvipa. And Rinpoche read the quotation from the Abhidhamma Kosha, which says, here it is indeterminate It is 10 years at the end of a cycle of eons, and immeasurable as at its beginning.
Somle, dole, ditikiri. Kati ngardun chavandur, kati ngam mungahe, mai ngardun chavandur. Kati mai ngardun chavandur. Tegin kati zebesar, tegin mokahe zebesar, mali jebesar, jebekabsu hendur. Tegin kati gozana, kati nene gozana. ते सन रोही सम कान ये तो न ते सन रोही सम ठीक आप से कह दो ते ये इनका जी यंजोग ना ते ये इन तो मकाशे यंजोग ना से पाचर जोग ही बकाब से कह दो लाला गेदन लाला यूं मन लाला ने गेन की करे लाला यूं ने की करे लाला ताला पापे मा काशे ताला पापा नासो ताला पापे काब से कह दो
Zem
ji rab dun do wa jo rimba yin do rab dun do wa jo ni pa dun do gre hi do jik ni pa dun do gre song ba re hi song ba ta ro ya
There is a quotation from the Udanavarga which says some die in the womb, some people or some babies die before they are born, others in the moment they are born, or here it says at the place of their birth, or while crawling. Rinpoche says some people or babies die as soon as they can move around on their four extremities. And the next line says some die when they can run, or Rinpoche says when they walk upright then. Some when they are old and some when they are young. Some in the prime of their youth. And so gradually they will definitely all go. We have to recite that 3 times. It says some die in the womb, others the moment they are born. Some while crawling, some when running about, some when old and some when young, and some in the prime of youth. Günther says for the last line, in due course they all pass on. In due course they all pass on. Okay.
Kanji ngardunji wanju Tejin kai ji ji bes, Tejin kai ji go za, Tejin kai ji yon ju, La la ge dan la la, La la dar la ba be, Rin ji rab do ron ju,
Some die in the womb, some the moment they are born, some while crawling and some while running about, some when old and some when young, and some in the prime of youth. In due course they all pass on. Some die in the womb, and some the moment they are born, some while crawling and some while running about, some when old and some when young, and some in the prime of youth. In due course they all pass on. Some die in the womb, some the moment they are born, some while crawling and some while running about, some when old and some when young, and some in the prime of youth.
In due course, they all pass on. Theater in Chessor Mandrava to the Gipa Samari Natsungo, Chuyanta Pajedu go or something. Chu listen to tears.
It's not just that through inference we come to understand that people die or that beings die. It is, we can see it directly. It is something which we can see directly. Therefore, we should not just think, oh, there are various different types of conditions for death. We should not just think, oh, I did not die today, and there are various types I could die, and I didn't die today. But we should be convinced and thus practice the Dharma.
Tanya by Lula Ningbo Mabare. Lula Ningbo Mabesena Namchicha Mabare, Javane Lundela, Natu Lundel, Narang to Lunde Matang Badze, Sumcha Zadogle, Zadogre, Gerang Yingre Zadogle, Sijit, De Mato, but Matang Badze, Sumcha Zadogle, Yembe Mato, but Tele Yembe, Ningbo Ti. Santang Jigam is Savo than Tambo. Santang said it in Jing Mudovichu. Santang Jigam is Santangaran Yinjin Jigam memory. Jigedo, Jersey Hivale Junjoge, Tomar Pakper Rambande Rangloi Tade say, Tomar Tambo, Natsu Lun the Mazamba Zenam, Seni Pakbak, you are the Yogare, Pakper Rambande Rangi Hirap. Lui tade se, hirab je tade do se, pakpa meba zogodo, se godo. Hyayam, pakpa de kyonetene, rubata so hyak tomne yore. Hyateyam, rupert trava le, rupert trava, rupert netin ravondo, dele, hiram tsunje koido se, hyan namjang, hirab jen tsunjaka koido se, so se godo. Hirab jin tsuen jang ma to, tsuen jang ngun nye jis yaw ma re, goy jis. Rupa nam jang se se ne, rupa nam jang tumbu tumbu, rusik tumbu tsu so hirab jis se ne, jie no, se ne, gang par do ta sa hiin. Rupa, gang la la so pa rupa wila gang yu re, gang par do, gang la ma to ka par do, hirab jis ta go gondo, jie gondo. Dele nyingbo jie yu ji, dedar jie no, Kirab ji ji na nyingbo dorza mebe se na nyingbo ji yu ji. Danyi ji na tavarasa. Nyingbo mebe lunda le nyingbo mebe le hi gogondo. De hi pa le kirab ji mege ta gondo osumbo.
The second point, the 36 impure components. There's a quotation from the Bodhisattvacharyavatara, which says, "First, open this heap of skin with your intellect. Then separate the flesh from the network of bones with a scalpel of discriminating awareness." Having opened the bones also, look into the marrow and see for yourself whether there is anything solid. So here it says, you should open. In the beginning, you should kind of peel off the skin of your body with your discriminating wisdom, and then you will see the meat and the muscles in that. When you take off with your discriminating wisdom also the meat and the muscles, then you will see the net or the network of bones. Then it says, with the weapon, or he says scalpel, of discriminating awareness, you should continue further on. Rinpoche says, don't do that with a real scalpel or with a real weapon, but do it with the weapon of your discriminating awareness. Then you will see that the bones also, for example, Rinpoche said, the thigh bone, it is empty inside, there is no marrow inside. So look like that with your discriminating wisdom and see whether you will find some essence or not. So one has to understand that this essenceless body has no essence, and for that you have to look with the eye of your discriminating wisdom.
Madopa gombata, Mataba gomba, and ever chimbuyori. Madopa, Matamba imbe junsinje, Matapa rekind over it. Matapa imbe junsinje, Matapa tava did the embar madubasena, didn't tongue by need and ever over it. Gomson does so hatch and yapu over it.
This kind of meditation is a very good meditation. It has some connection also to the meditation on impurity and also the meditation on impermanence. Both the meditation on impurity and that one of impermanence gives you reasons why we will definitely die. Especially also the meditation on impermanence, the subtle impermanence, proves that there is nothing truly existent. And this guides or leads you to an understanding of emptiness. Therefore, this kind of meditation is a very good meditation.
Tina ngatu matang palatawan zimbate singe log namdore norve namdore mata palatakpan zimbat namdore singe log namdo turbe namdo imbese na tene turpa tangre mato mene ngatu tanda. Matang pate, Samatam, Matapate, Takwa Zotria Yamari. There's an answer learned the lesson, don't I was so Saman, I was over it. Namdo Mola. Sanzin, Namdo, and Turpa Mola, Tela Japjunda was over here. Sanzin, that Takwanzin, but Namdo, and Turpa, the Japjunda won't have to Zoga Yeramato. Mune, Samatang, Takwa Zoya Yamari. Sukayan Zotu.
This thought which takes something that is unclean to be clean is a mistaken thought, is a wrong thought. Also, the thought which takes something impermanent as permanent is also mistaken. This is our delusion, our confusion. And apart from that it is just confusion or delusion, there's nothing which we could make clean or nothing which we could make permanent. Sometimes it seems that we could clean our body a little bit, but in the end there is nothing we could actually clean or nothing we can make permanent. When we are cleaning something or when we think things are permanent, then it is just like polishing the thought which thinks that there is something clean or there is something permanent. But in the end, there is no one who can clean and no one who can make something permanent.
Tene lu matamba yimba da kunzup jenanzo jiwang da sebare zanzin dobe che do lu matamba gom matamba pe lu teyan takwa mayimba mata bar gom mata ba teyan thawa mata ba thawa teyan rang ngowe mata ba tongba ni do gom Gona, tene concept jo la lu de na tong joma tab malam tabri hina tene dorje tepelo la la gomba la ne ba chilu chen yedam gomba tandek da wo yin
this or if it says here that the body is an unclean substance then this is just described from the relative point of view. From the relative point of view, one has to start out meditating upon this body as being something unclean. And then if we attach to that, we have to meditate about impermanence, that this body is impermanent. To contradict this attaching to being taking this body as unclean, to reverse that attachment. After that, after the impermanence meditation, the meditation on impermanence becomes more subtle, and we discover that the body does not exist within its own essence. So we come to an understanding of emptiness. When we have this understanding of emptiness, we will discover that this relative body is just something which is appearance and emptiness inseparable, just like a dream or like an illusion. If we understand that this relative body is appearance and emptiness and separable, then in the Vajrayana we can meditate on deities. So in this way, this kind of meditation is a preparation for the Yidha meditation.
Tene madhoba gomde lu matambar kina tanzayin dantrupa yinbarha kogundo matamba ngiki che jena matamba teyan tsangwa madhoba yinda matamba yam madhoba jisu topa kapso lu te tsang matang lindepa tsang matang lindepa nandong yomantabar to na tene yedam gomba kapso nipa chingu chingu
This way to meditate on impurity, where one first thinks the body is something, or first one starts out thinking the body is something pure, and for that to reverse that, one meditates on the body as being something impure. Both the body being pure as well as being impure is also just an delusion or a confusion. But if we come to understand that both is just a confusion or delusion, then we can go beyond thinking it is pure or it is impure. And this gives us a good base for to let our Yidha meditation become powerful.
Then Natsu Dorje Tepelola Yadam Gongo Yere, Ta, Madopa Ting is a Gomne, Gomba Te, Yadam Gomba, the Rembe, and Deva Kande Yongu, Te, Tago, Du, Hego, Du. Jim Deva Hama on the young Mongayer.
In the Shravakayana, one meditates this samadhi on impurity. But in the Shravakayana, one does not meditate upon yidams. Therefore, one doesn't need to about the connection between the samadhi of impurity and the meditation on yidams. But in the Vajrayana, we meditate on yidams. Therefore, it is very good if we know how gradually this meditation develops. It is very good to know how what the connection is between the samadhi of impurity and the yidam practice. If we don't know that, then we stay on stupid. The other day, Rinpoche was explaining that one has to change one's thoughts or concepts, and he was giving us a progressive way how to change the concepts. And that was in the context when he said one cannot stop concepts, one cannot stop thinking, but instead one should change the concepts of one's thinking. And this is similar to that here. One also has a stepwise way of meditation.
Yeah, that's the key thing, don't you?
Now we have to recite this verse of the Bodhicharya Avatara. It says, first, open this heap of skin with your intellect. First, open this heap of skin with your intellect.
Tomar pakpati kasi.
Then separate the flesh from the network of bones. With the scalpel of discriminating awareness. Next line, having opened the bones, also look into the marrow. Having opened the bones, also look into the marrow. And see for yourself whether there is anything solid. And see for yourself whether there is anything solid.
Chasson.
Tomar bai berem bandi rangi loye tadi jayan rebe dravan jiram dungi gudus reba nam jan zizin kange bardo tazash delanyi bojhi yuchi Dani Tini Tawai.
First open this heap of skin with your intellect, then separate the flesh from the network of bones with the scalpel of discriminating awareness. Having opened the bones, also look into the marrow and see for yourself whether there is anything solid. First, open the seat of skin with your intellect, then separate.
then separate the flesh from the network of bones with the scalpel of discriminating awareness. Having opened the bones, also look into the marrow and see for yourself whether there is anything solid.
Tanamdo jutsu tambo nga tsu rung yinje nga tsu lunde tsama yin lu sinang kanga tsama yin samudu nga tsu rangi lunde sinang kanga tsama yin sembe sambe rung yinje namdo de jie jo din di yu gu ne pakpa ta zu xio tanda nung yin matangpa te su gom matangpa te su gom na san nung jie nung matangpa te yang tsama madubu sinang matangpa yang malamda wore madubu re Sang Luja Rangin, Sang Matang and Debare, Tombare, and the Tombangan Tesia, the Tombangan, Yedam Chanans of Caribou on a Jigoma, then it Namdo Jersaria Buchel. Then there was a book, Nyam Yungzu, the Gala Labia and a young Pilimro, Nyam Yungzon, Gombo.
So, how shall we meditate then? First, we consider our body to be something clean. It is clean outside and clean inside. Then we take our intellect and peel off the skin and look inside the body and discover that the body inside is impure. But looking like that, we understand that this impurity is just like a dream, as well as the purity is also just like a dream. The actual nature of this body is beyond being pure or impure. We abide in that state, which is a state of emptiness, emptiness beyond being pure and impure, and then we can visualize our yidam. Rinpoche says we should put, or we should gain some experience about that. If we just talk about how to meditate, then this is not enough. We should really put it into practice.
Tini yadam teyang nancha ni yadam je tini kado karpo dhamma bola soba kado tang jin chalo yonzu zogpar sar te tini zinji mipare jin chalo yonzu zogpar sar po chomu kapso Sar yin be kate rung yin je mato pe hira ki che ba zo na nandong yin mi ingre nandong yin mi ki mi hi te ten yin do gom tene jiso ye dam je ko nandong yin mi sarpo cho na yang te le hien ban da wo zin ban da wo cha na te do pe che te tene jiso tong ba nye je ngang do do tong nye je ngang na te si ya tong nye je ngang na ya da zan ni lan ya mi ne hien ta le ne do gre Then I'm to Joseph Taylor Yapu Yabur. The game of Taco.
When we meditate on Yidam, then there is this appearing aspect of the Yidam. We visualize it clearly with its color, may it be red or white, with its ornaments. This is called the samadhi, which focuses on the yidam. There's a clear visualization. But when we have this yidam clearly visualized, then we know that it does not exist by its own nature. It is just an appearance, and at the same empty, appear at the same time empty, appearance and emptiness inseparable. Having this body of the Yidam clearly visualized, we start to develop some attachment, some clinging to this body. Therefore, then the phase comes where we dissolve the body of this Yidam into emptiness. We dissolve it into emptiness and rest a little in this state. If we continued resting in this state without developing a new body, then this would be an attitude of abiding in peace for our own sake, and there would be no possibility to work for the benefit of sentient beings. Therefore, we need to take on another body. So after this dissolution phase, then we visualize ourselves getting a new Yidam body, may it be Chenrezig or Tara. We take upon this new body and work for the benefit of sentient beings. So in this way, taking on a new body after the dissolution phase sets an auspicious connection for us to be able to work for the benefit of beings. So this term is called to put or to set an auspicious connection to work for the benefit of beings with the form kaya. Rinpoche says this is also a good way of how to change our concepts and how to change our thoughts gradually.
The Lula Ningbo may be Junsin Ye, Nantica may be Junsin, nobody here to go.
That was now an explanation of the second reason why the time for death is uncertain, namely because the body has no essence. The third reason now why the time of death is uncertain is because there are an incredible lot of conditions for death. It says the fact that there are many causes of death means that there is nothing that does not become such a cause for ourselves as for others. There is a quotation from a text by Nagarjuna, which is called Surlekha, or in Tibetan, Shetring. It says, this life has many dangers. It is more unstable than a bubble blown about by the wind. With breath coming and going, it is the greatest miracle that one ever awakens from sleep. Rinpoche says there are many dangers to our life. There are many causes and conditions for death, but only a few causes and conditions for us to live. Therefore, this life is impermanent. It is even more impermanent than a water bubble on water, which is blown or tossed about by wind. One imagines a water bubble tossed about on the water by the wind is very impermanent, but this life is even more impermanent than that. One could die between an exhalation and an inhalation. One could die between the inhalation and the exhalation. One could die while one is sleeping. There are some people who go to bed and sleep and then they never awake. So therefore it says, it is so wondrous, it is like a miracle that one ever awakes from sleep. Rinpoche says, why is it a wonder that one awakes from sleep? This is because there are a lot of conditions and causes for death, and only a few conditions and causes for life. And even this few causes and conditions for life can become a cause or a condition for death. Therefore, it is like a miracle, like a wonder, that we awake again from sleep. Nowadays there are many conditions for, many powerful conditions for death, especially conditions for a quick or sudden death. For example, when there is an airplane crash or an airplane accident, there are many hundreds of people who die at the same time. Or if there is a skyscraper which which falls down by an earthquake, or which is destroyed by an earthquake, there are thousands of people who die. Or if the skyscraper is burned by a fire, then also there are many thousands of people who die. The worst of this sudden the sudden death causing conditions are weapons nowadays. For example, the atom bomb. If they drop one atom bomb, then there is millions of people who will die. So Rinpoche says nowadays we have many very forceful conditions for, to, which cause sudden death. Since there are so many conditions for death, we don't know when we will die. We don't know whether we will die tomorrow. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow, maybe next year, maybe the year after. Therefore, the only thing which benefits, which is beneficial for death, is to practice the Dharma, and that is what we have to do. Now we have to recite this verse. It says, this life has many dangers. It is more unstable than a bubble blown about by the wind. It is more unstable than a bubble blown about by the wind. With breath coming and going, it is the greatest miracle that one ever awakens from sleep. It is the greatest miracle that one ever awakens from sleep.
ที่จะมาต้องบังชาวาเร่ที่จะมาต้องบังขังที่จะมาเพียงบังชาวาเร่ชาวาไล่ยังจุ่มเส้นส้มเดียเส้นนู้นจะมาต้องบังเส้นนู้นลงจู่จะเพียงตัวไม่บังชาวาตังเพียงตัวไม่บังชาวาตังนี่ที่จะมาต้องบังชาวาโจ้แต่นี่ที่จะเพียงตัวไม่บังขังยังส้มมาต้องบังชาวาตัง Rang lui che ma tong ban che wa rang lui che chang me pin par che be jun chin som re ta kang gi chi chang ma tong ba se je te kang gi chang me pin ban che be jun chin som ten da wonder is
now we come to the third point or the third reason the third reason is that when we are dying we cannot be or we are not accompanied by anything That means we can take nothing with us, or it means that there's nothing which is beneficial for us when we are dying. He also, this point is again subdivided into three. The first one is not accompanied by any wealth or food. That means no matter how much food or wealth we have, it is not beneficial for us at the time of death. The second point is we are not accompanied by friends or relatives. That means nobody can help us, no friend, no relative. And the third point is we are not accompanied by our body or even our mind. is not beneficial for us at the time of death.
The Jumchen Somke Nani Jumchen Tangbo Se no Longju de Matongba Matimbar Chivane Tela Se no de Matongba Matimbane Jesse Chivale Junjuli Nipa Mangbo Top Jordi Unim to the De Jejang Chombun Tropa Jijin the Demo Lakpa Tongbando Sender Se no Longju Nite, Seno Longju Mambo Nite, Nipa Mambo Topar Jote, Longju Mambo Topar Jor, Seno Longju Mambo Topte, Seno Longju Topate, Unang to the De Jejang, Lo Mambo Pardo, Dever Long Jejang, Tangazu Mui Tete, Kate Long Jena, Lo Jacho Gurjole Long Jaya Yomare, Tatin Ravo. Lo Nisho Sunti Jacho Gupchula Sopa Pardo, Yoyunung Pardo, Devar Long Che Chang, Thar Chompun Chokpa Chijindo, Chompo Sijit Kare, Chompo Tang Chakpak, Musopo Che Langan in Rona Chakpaka Rosona, Tene Kanga Rojagre, Tene Rang Lakpatung Basin Rover, Chompo Chakpe and Chokpa Chijindo, Demo Lakpatung Bandro, Jeva Lakpatung Baland Rover to Zoji Ingrid. Yuma Then a lakpatong balandogre lakpatong bandos in a heater terri mato lakpa young mesa tang yagre mepan demo lakpatong bandos. Tak can des a dog do taku. That purpanda in a pool in a sago la tigre, sago sandogre. Then it's also sago topiri. Jaga the nebalinda in a mesic tangado, chisuching in a kanga sando, talare. Then Tala the Chuin and Yuna Tasso. Lumba Kaki the Sawala boxy yak, which is all boxing on Yagdu, boxing on the Yagri, boxing zippo da Katoya Pukaya Pinima. That day, our tents and the bottom bundle. Yeah, Tandy Cubs is the energy pen by my pigeons this summer.
The first reason is here one thinks about that. All wealth and food does not help while dying. There's a quotation from the Bodhicharyavatara which says, however much one may have acquired and however long one may have enjoyed it with pleasure, like a man whose seams have split open. The Tibetan says, like a man who has been robbed by a robber, one departs naked and empty-handed. What is seams?
Seams is like this, the seam of the pants.
Well, the Tibetan says, like someone who is robbed by a robber or by a thief, one departs naked and empty-handed. So what does this mean? In this life we might have accumulated lots of wealth and riches, and we even might have enjoyed that happily for a long time. Rinpoche says it depends on how long we live. Some people enjoy their riches for 30 years, some for 50, some even for 80 years. But still, in the end, it is like a rich man who is robbed by a robber. We will depart naked and with empty hands. A rich man,
a rich man,
no matter how rich he is, when he goes on a path and the robbers will come, he will be left there naked and with empty hands. The same is which will happen to us when we die. All our property won't help us. We will go naked with empty hands. Rinpoche says, one just says empty hands, even the hand will be burned by the fire then. There is no hand left. So we have to see how it will work out in the end. We have to watch that. So in some traditions, like in Tibet, for example, they would give the corpse to the vultures. The vultures eat it and then finish. So it's just the food of the vultures. In other tradition, in Asia, for example, they would burn the corpse. It takes 1 or 2 hours. Takes 1 or 2 hours, and then the body is gone, and there's only ashes left. In other traditions, they would put the corpse into a box, and the box. And the box under the earth. And it does not matter. It does not matter how beautiful this box is or what quality this box is. The box does also not benefit. So in this way, we see that there is nothing which will benefit us at the time of our death. You have to write down. However much one may have acquired, and however long one may have enjoyed it with pleasure, however long one may have enjoyed it with pleasure, like a man robbed by a robber, one departs naked and empty-handed. Okay.
However much one may have acquired, and however long one may have enjoyed it with pleasure, like a man wronged by a robber, one departs naked and empty-handed. However much one may
Norze Chevala Matomba Mazze Norze Lonju, Jinchevala Mapimba Mazze. The Senica Nobaino Norze Lonju, the Dagbola, Hirab Mina, Sin, that on Samanica Lenova Chambers over here. Hirab Yona ran the Gila Pembazoya Yore, Hirab Mina ran Yinica Lenova Zoya. Tela tsender na ba karre tsender na ba te norje je ser norje lonju je ser do che do thapzu dang thapzu se ba dang sungrin je tabzu tam. Dene norze longju te so sungjob zogondo. Norze longju te songne, sungjin je donga. Norze longju sungjob je che do rang norze je yokpo da wo cha ge. Tuta do longju je yokpo da wo cha ge de hirami na. Hirab yo na. Norze longju je rang la pen ba yin la pen ba zo to. Such a painted day. Hira maple longjo de parche rang the pen by news. Hira maple longjo parche around the pen by your mother. Don't you pay your mate people that they took Marie in that the muck and tongue? Pajo loma yapodo in a young rang the pink mare, puggle a pink mare, muck longjo the door. Then I get a somebody. Hira maple longjo de parche rang the pen by news. Dengi payo oma te piwi tonga jala mi sombare. Tendra wo teni kira meina longjo ke tsendele yandonga sombare. Tapso tang songdeng je donga jongla. Sema jeba sema di nambar nami ke ngay song to jorwa yino. Longjo je tondo dikpa mangpo sa te ngay song to nrobare. Oya. The longju je me pimpa maze tsenda da sama nyeka nöpa kore. Hirab nina. Yang hirab yona te dokso re tsenda la. Rangda yin nyeka la pimpa yang zoto.
Sakya panita di songdi sharap mepe
longju di. Hirab mepe longju te.
Parche rang.
Parche tajida. Parche rang la pimpa nyong. Don't you pay your mate? Pivin to my jalami. Jalam to the kake kake mato toma.
It is not only that while one is dying, one is not benefited by wealth and food. But other than that, it will also harm you in this life and in other lives. Rinpoche says this depends on your intelligence. If you possess lots of wealth and food or property, and if you have intelligence, then it won't be harmful of you. But if you don't have intelligence, then your possessions will harm you in this life and also in other lives. Then you won't have a benefit of it in this life and in other lives. In this life, for example, you could come and quarrel and fight in order to get wealth and possessions. So if you don't use your intelligence, you will end up fighting for possessions. And worse than that, you will become the slave of your possessions. If you don't use your possessions with intelligence, then you will end up being the slave or being a servant in favor of getting possessions. But if you use it with intelligence, then this must not necessarily happen. Rinpoche quotes Sakya Pandita here, who says the possession of somebody who has no intelligence are only partially of benefit. It is like the milk of a cow, which is enjoyed by someone else. So it is the cow who has all this milk, and the milk is not for her own benefit, but it is for either the benefit of the little calf, or even the people would drink the milk. But the cow has all the milk, but it is not of benefit for the cow itself. And therefore, and the same thing is for someone who has possessions but who cannot use it with intelligence. It won't be of benefit of this person, but it will be of harm for this person in this life and also in next life, because due to getting wealth and possessions in this life, it will accumulate a lot of negativity and negative karma, and this karma will ripen for you, and it will bring you a negative ripening of karma in next lives. But he says in the West you can see these cows which have this huge, how you call it?
Udder.
Udder. Udder. There's this huge udder. And it's of no benefit for the cow itself, because it's so huge it cannot move. It's just hindering the way of moving of the cow. It's just causing difficulties and suffering for the cow. And it only partially benefits the calf, but most of it is beneficial just for men. And also the cow would not think, or would not have the intention, oh, I give this milk for the benefit of men. It just has to go through the suffering of having this milk. So this cow does not have any intelligence at all, so it just causes suffering for this cow. And the same thing happens if we have riches and wealth and no intelligence, then it only causes suffering for ourselves in this life, and there is no benefit also of us having this riches benefit for other people. So we won't be able to benefit other people with that if we don't have intelligence. Nowadays there are people who make use out of their possessions. They give money for hospitals so that the hospital can be helped. They give money for sick people that it can be helped, that they can help the sick people. Also, the victims of war, they help with their money. So they have intelligence and help.
Nam Shibakasa chul jab shiva mevaj chak. So yana go to mwale. Chee song song. Jasi shibali song na ta. Chul jab shiva mevaj chak. Chul.
The next topic here was one won't be accompanied by one's friends and relatives. So it says that also one's friends and relatives are of no help or benefit while or at the time of death. There's a quotation of the Bodhicaryavatara which says, when the hour of death has come, one's own children are no refuge. Neither are father, mother, or friends. You won't have anyone for refuge. That's our song.
Yeah.
So Rinpoche comments and says, "When the time for refuge, when the time for death was coming, and even though you are." Someone who has many children, many girls and many boys, none of these girls nor the boys can help you. And also when the child is dying, even though the father is there or the mother is there, neither the father can help nor the mother can help. And even though in this life you had many friends, none of these friends will be able to help you or to accompany you. So it says, you won't have any anyone for refuge. It's addressing you. It's quite nice in the Tibetan here. You won't have anyone for refuge.
Chola jabzo chorba mi. Yeah. Yeah, done.
Jimason.
Ah, what trickle?
So, when the hour of death has come, one's own children are no refuge. Neither are father, mother, or friends. You won't have anyone for refuge.
Neither our father, mother, or friends. one for refuge.
Tetar nyindunje. Nyindun nyindere. Tetar nyindun yam nyindere. Chivalam me pin par maze. Pin ma topa maze. Tsenda dan sama nyikar na bayin. Nyindun mong bayin na tsenda zi nyikar na nyindere. Nyindun hirap tingi na yam roba zosigre. Tela tsenda la na bakarre. Tsenda la na bane. Teda te nam nyindun te nam. Hito, hito de hibidonga, nato de navidonga, pamje tobidonga, yenda drawa lasopal and tropa jab de ranginin de pam the young donga yugre, pamje tone, donga chela, donga chimbo yugre, needing the hinja yuna, mumbaina. Samati number member, jeva samati number member, number member, nesong the jova yu, nesong the chisigre, ya.
It continues, why friends and relatives are not beneficial at the time of death. It says, it is not only that your friends and relatives are not beneficial at the time of death, on top of that, they are harmful to you in this life and in the next life. Again, it depends on the intelligence of these friends. If the friends are stupid and unknowing, they are of no benefit to you when you're dying. But if they have intelligence, they might be of benefit for you while you're dying.
Young in the Hirab Yona, two drop at Goa Taro Pandavazona, young in the paint of a cabinet.
So if the friends have intelligence and know what to do, then they can actually help you while you are dying.
The best
help friends and relatives can give you is that they help you to practice the Dharma. So it's helping yourself, themselves and others.
Ta jumse ni pa rang luje me pin a
rang gyotsa mas
o ya.
So it continues here. How do friends and relatives harm you in this life? It says the danger here is that we are afraid they may die, and overpowered by such fear we come to great misery. So this is the fear we have about them, that they may die or that they be afraid of death, that they be overpowered by that. So therefore we suffer in this life because of the friends. And this also, all these friends and relatives will also make us suffer in the next life. It says, as a result of which, in the life hereafter, we are born in evil
existences. Singmoda, Jiseda, Anitasola Chuhe, the Jis Loma Chapas. Then Ravoyena, the Nipin Tore. Nindin la Pinto by Yashuti, Chujigoni Pinto by the Yagri.
There is a very clear example also how friends and relatives can be beneficial for you in when they help you to practice the Dharma. It is Milarepa's life story, where it was when Milarepa was in a very difficult phase, then his sister Peter and Peter and his fiance Zissi, they came and helped him with food so that he could go on practicing the Dharma. And then later on, when Milarepa was more realized, then he was teaching the Dharma to his sister and also to his fiancée, so that they later on became his student and disciple. So in this way it shows that friends and relatives can be helpful to you, and the best help is in helping you to practice the Dharma.
Tanya Barang Luji Chang Matongbang Matin Banchavane, Namji Chame Banchavane Luji Yuin Tinja Mapin Batang Lu Arang Lutela Zog Zipo Zog Chambo Zupo Ringbo Lasopa Luji Yuin Tinja Pingamar Lu Rang Mubu Chang Pingamar Tela Tangboni Luji Yuin Tin, Pa Chi Hin, Pawo Yopa, Shok Chambo Yopa, Pumba Pumbo Yopa, Ten Rawo Yang Pingamar. Chaba do togumara kaya zoya yama. Zekin pang jo chang chaba la tu tame, zekin kakin jokpo, luji yuinti hajang jokpo, tingsang sunjo tene mambo zogodoa, hajang jokpo yuana yang, chaba la tu togumara, tusa yomara. Pang jo chang chaba la tupe matar, zangin, nan ke chang, zang batang. Kecha hien kechang Nang kechang hiechang ke Mlong te do tog mare Penna nyema Reye pato Nyema reye te tu nop nukundu Reye pato Rova la su chang Pa se jete matong pala Hyon de Pam, Zonwar Manipadan Rao. De Luji Yun Dinja Mapimbari. Luji Yun Dinja Pingamariki.
The third topic was one cannot be accompanied by one's own body. This is divided into two sub points. The first one is the qualities of one's body won't be beneficial. Rinpoche says, no matter how beautiful your body is, how tall and strong your body is, it doesn't benefit at the time of death. And the second point is also the substance or the thing, your own body, does not benefit. The first point, the qualities of your body don't benefit. Here it says, even a mighty hero, a very strong person, an undefeatable person, cannot reverse death. And also, even a very quick person who runs races cannot run away from death. Rinpoche says nowadays we have these races where people run so quickly and find out who is the best one. Even such a quick runner, the best one, could not escape and run away from death. Also, somebody who is a good talker, who is a scholar who can talk intelligent talks, even this one cannot talk himself out of death. This is, for example, like you cannot hold the sun back, the sun when it is rising, back from appearing behind the mountains. You cannot stop or delay the sun coming rising from behind the mountains.
Lu Rang Mupu Matongbane, Luja Mupon, Luja Rangi Ranga Mapin Panjavane, Chiketo, John Jogle, Kawa Mangbu, Dropa Yi, Sedan Kuja Jamalu, Chodan Mundro Sachisa, Yangna Barbe Maze, Yangna Chui Nangdon Dor, Yangna Sai Tongdo Bashi Songso, Kawa Mangbu, Lunda Sobe Sedo Kawa, kawa mambu kata mambu dopar sepa yi kato mambu dopar setan kuje jangwe setan kuje jang de super lunde chotan de la semnar semran la keja jebe hiyere sem chotan mdopa jyenang bun roya yomare dogomare satan che isagre bhoje lokso la satan che kasagre bhoje lokso chowo sen hiendo dangbo satan che isagre satan che kaje nogre yangna karse gore yangna barbe me ise yangna barbe kinda tada barbe mele sigre bhola mangche wa lama cho hyapa kaso mele sagre barbe me ise yang na chui nang don dor yang na chuli yogre ro dakpo yapo me ba do song ta ya me na chuli yog ya gre chui nang don dor chuli yog nya ga san dor yang na sa yi tong do ba yang na sa dong do be ya gre pu gu chung chung che na de ne ro te sa dong la be ya gre zama che ge nang na lo sa dong la be ya zama
zama sa na
port na pa le na ma Nepali zama mambo zogu. Zama ki gana na lo na teni sadong lo beye gure. Hiye song su, ya.
The next subdivision is one cannot be accompanied by the substance or the thing, one's body. Rinpoche says not by the nature of one's body. There's a quotation of the Bodhicharya Vatara, which says, this body gained with many difficulties and preserved by food and clothing will not accompany you. Birds and dogs will eat it. It will be consumed by a blazing fire, drowned in water, or hidden away in a grave in the earth. So this body you have obtained, and with so many difficulties you have fed it and nourished it, this body won't be lasting or won't be of benefit for you. Although you have dressed it up and fed it nicely, it won't be of benefit. Here again in the Tibetan, it addresses you, it speaks to the mind of the person. It says, it will not be of benefit for you, but the dogs and the birds will eat it. In Tibet, they had the tradition that the corpse were given to the vultures, and the rest would be eaten by the dogs. Rinpoche says, so it becomes sweets for the vultures and the dogs. And also, it could be burned by fire. In Tibet, there was the tradition, high lamas, they were burned by fire, cremated. And the other way to cremate was throwing the corpse into water. That was when there was no real owner of the corpse and nobody responsible for that. Then they would just throw it into water and the fish would eat it. And in the case of small children dying, they would be put into a clay pot, a clay vessel, and then buried under the earth.
Nekor bhaikya na, teni salate ya dataso tante mangpo so togo maare, mangkya wa cho ta nyevo yinu cho le yugre. Cho le yu ya te yakpo tsegre karasana nyaka sagre, nyala jimban rao samno tangre. Nekor pa so mangkya wa tanda. Tato ta nyevo yuna salate yugre, te ta rengbo yina, teni cho ta nyevo yinu cho le tangre. Nyaka sagre.
There were many pilgrims in Tibet. And when it happened that the one pilgrim died on his pilgrimage, then there wasn't time really to make a good preparation for his or her burial or cremation. So most of the dead pilgrims were just thrown into the water. And this has an advantage also. It was considered to be good because then the fish would eat the corpse. And so it was practicing generosity upon the fish. Whereas if there was a cemetery close by, then they would sky burial this pilgrim. But if there wasn't a cemetery close by, then but instead a river or something, then they would just throw it into the river. Many Kampas were going for pilgrimage to Tibet, and they described or considered the pilgrimage in three different stages or three different types, how it is worthwhile. The best pilgrimage would be if you die on your pilgrimage. And the middle type of pilgrimage is when you get sick or when you have difficulties and things. Then they would say, becoming sick and having difficulties, then this is a medium type of pilgrimage which purifies your negative obscurations. But the worst type of pilgrimage is when you go on pilgrimage, happily enjoy yourself, and nothing happens. That you're not even robbed by a thief, or nothing happens. This is the worst type of pilgrimage. So this is how the Kampas consider their quality of pilgrimage. The best quality is if you die on the pilgrimage. So also, we Westerners, we go for pilgrimage a lot, and it's good if we think like that. Yes, when we go to the places, we Westerners, then to the important spots, then we make prayers and we think of the Dharma, and therefore that is actually the best place where we can die. If we die in such an attitude and with a prayer that we will be reborn with a body to where we can practice the Dharma, then this is actually the best we can happen. Rinpoche says, don't worry. Now we have to recite this verse from the Bodhicaryavatara. It says, this body gained with many difficulties. And preserved by food and clothing, will not accompany you. Birds and dogs will eat it.
Dog.
It will be consumed by a blazing fire. Drowned in water or hidden away in a grave in the earth. Drowned in water or hidden away in a grave in the earth.
Jeva sama lundi linchi lincheki lundela dembar hebe chonje ngisong to chorwayino lundela dembar hinge depasana ngisong to chobre tisena lundi pengamdo megdo Yeah. Songdoga.
It continues saying, thus the body, besides not accompanying us, is also a danger for life in this life and in the next life. In this life, the body is not able to stand disease. When we get sick, we are not able to bear that. It is not able to stand heat. We suffer from heat. It's not able to stand cold. We suffer from cold. Not able to stand hunger or thirst. It is afraid of being killed, being fettered or flayed. Rinpoche says it can even happen that they peel off our skin, and all of that the body is afraid. From this fright there comes great misery. So this body is not beneficial for us even in this life. And it's also not beneficial in the next life, because we are born in negative existences. Rinpoche says, taking this body to be true, we accumulate negativity and will suffer a bad ripened result. The last part about how to apply that on others, on the stream, life stream of others, Rinpoche will explain tomorrow.
Sen tartu tele, kırca zonge taşı.